Welcome to today's deep dive. We often focus on the outcomes of political decisions, but rarely on the question of what moral standards our elected representatives actually use when making decisions. Do politicians decide solely based on the will of the majority, or what standards do they apply? A new study by Philip Durenberg, University of Mannheim, and his co-authors takes a closer look at this. What exactly was examined in the study?
Well, the study examined what moral standards members of parliament apply in their decisions, beyond mere electoral tactics. Philip Durenberg's team conducted an anonymous experiment with over 400 members of the German Bundestag and state parliaments. What made this unique was that the politicians had to make real financial decisions. However, because the experiment was conducted anonymously, strategic constraints and concerns about public perception were largely eliminated for the lawmakers.
That sounds fascinating. What were the findings? Do politicians follow the classic economic textbook approach, that is, maximizing benefit for the largest possible majority?
Surprisingly, no. The study shows that German politicians follow a clear safety-first logic. They place significantly greater weight on protecting minorities and avoiding the worst possible outcome for individuals than on the will of the majority alone. In technical terms, we call this the Maximin principle. It's better to forego the optimal outcome for the masses to ensure that no one is completely left behind.
Are there differences between the parties?
Yes, there are. The greatest willingness to compromise and to protect the disadvantaged is found in the political center. That is, among the CDU-CSU, SPD, FDP, and Greens. For parties on the fringes of the spectrum, the will of the majority plays a slightly larger role. But even they still fall well above the purely utilitarian standard that many economists apply.
Currently, citizens often perceive politicians as an out-of-touch elite. Does that align with the data?
In fact, the opposite is true. The moral principles of citizens and politicians are nearly identical. The reason the public sentiment is often so negative stems from a massive misperception. Citizens underestimate politicians' willingness to compromise and view them as far more patronizing than they actually were in the experiment. In fact, if citizens were in the decision-maker's shoes, they would be even stricter.
So it's not a problem of differing values. This finding actually shows that our democracy is working well, doesn't it? Obviously, citizens and politicians agree on which values are important and which moral principles should guide political decisions.
Yes, exactly. The deep divide between themselves and the elite that voters assume does not actually exist. We're dealing more with a communication and perception problem here. That needs to be resolved, and insights like those provided by this study certainly help in that regard.
An intriguing conclusion. Thank you for the conversation.